Welcome to the EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference Podcast.
Think about what CIOs are being asked to do. The demands for the resources aren't going away. The security issues don't go away. Financing issues become critical. Rebuilding the network infrastructure becomes critical. All these issues are either nipping at your heels or biting at body parts.
That's Kenneth C. Green, founding director of the Campus Computing Project. He spoke with Mary Lou Goodyear at the EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference in Denver, Colorado. This conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International.
You recently gave a presentation where you talked about some of the key issues that define the future of higher education. Would you like to talk about a few
of
those for us?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I think there are a number of things that confront us. One clearly is the issue about faculty, and particularly from the IT perspective. We know now, as we're really well into the sort of the third decade of the so-called IT revolution, that if we're going to make the technology work for faculty, we have to make faculty feel safe with technology. I think clearly as we look at deployment issues, many faculty still don't feel safe with technology, whether it's the ubiquity of learning management systems and moving their stuff to the web. Sometimes now because of wireless in the classrooms, the opportunity for a new kind of Oedipal aggression where the student holds up a notebook and says, Dr. Green or Professor Jones, your presentation is interesting, but your data are 5 years old. I'm on the website of fill in the blank. One of the challenges, particularly in this current financial environment, is that we're seeing that the cutbacks, not just in IT, but elsewhere, create what I've begun to characterize as kind of a Potemkin village in terms of instructional support. We're opening the classroom, but we're not providing the necessary infrastructure for the classroom, or if it's online, for the online experience. What are the hours available for your user support for your online users? Who's doing user support for either on-campus or online learners who are typically online, not at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but somewhere between 9 and midnight in the evening? I think one of the key issues, certainly for those of us who work in technology, is organizational and individual stress in the IT organization. We're seeing data from the Campus Computing Survey, for example, that suggested about 10% of campuses have had security incidents tied to essentially internal malfeasance, employee transgressions. That's a sign of stress. The other one is the importance of data, no question. In the environment that we currently have, that the whole issue of epiphany and opinion no longer holds, whether that's about IT planning and policy or the larger issue about institutional outcomes. And I think what transforms this conversation is the discussion about what we can do with data is no longer abstract on a whiteboard, about bringing these things together. We're seeing it happen in the consumer economy. We're seeing it happen when all of us go into a supermarket and stuff gets scanned and we give our ID number because we get couponed and we want the benefits of that. And I know it's offensive to many in the campus community that the learning management system is equivalent to the supermarket scanner in higher ed in the sense that we get real-time, live, unobtrusive transactional data. That's really one of a number of interesting metrics that we can use for student engagement and student activity. We need to harness that. We need to be able to manipulate it. We need to be able to use it not as a weapon, but as a resource in terms of program feedback, institutional feedback, and opportunities and interventions for our students. The technology questions are no longer about hardware and software and products. It really is about service. It's about service to end users. It's about the service value of the data we have as a feedback mechanism. I think that's been a hard lesson for many of us to understand. But the connecting tissue, in one sense, really becomes the role of IT as a resource and as a service.
You've mentioned three factors that are driving the growth of online education: economics, experience, and infrastructure. You've already talked a little bit about infrastructure. Could you comment on the other two?
Sure. I think there's two drivers if we look at the economic issues. One, of course, the economy is not in good shape. And again, I point to the survey we did with community college presidents earlier this year. We saw numbers jumping in terms of full-time, part-time, transfers, reverse transfers, one course. People are coming back for all kinds of reasons, and not just the usual, the opportunity costs are lower when the economy's in the tank as opposed to when it's not. Folks need retraining. Even in community colleges, for example, we know anywhere from 15 to 25% of the headcount enrollment already has a college degree. And as we've seen, the demand for post-secondary education broadly defined is growing. We're seeing the for-profits grow dramatically in terms of their on-campus and even more so their online enrollments. And the economics of classroom versus online. We've gotten smarter. This is where experience comes into this. So we have better tools, certainly. We have learning management systems, however you feel about them, didn't really exist a decade ago. We've sort of gotten our priorities right, whether you're a not-for-profit campus or a for-profit provider. The infrastructure is much better on the consumer side. You know, we look at the consumer market, 65-70% of homes are connected with broadband. that makes a huge difference in terms of the kinds of resources you can deliver, although our data from the WCET Managing Online Ed Survey suggests that, for the most part, it's still textbooks and learning management systems. The task now is to move from, okay, documenting the online is here, to saying, okay, now how do we understand the managerial task? How do we benchmark the operational issues? That's what we try to do with this new Managing Online Ed Survey. So in a shameless self-promotion, the video's on my website, campuscomputing.net.
So there is a new Department of Ed report out this week. What do you think about that?
Well, I think many in the online ed community, the advocates and the evangelists, will take comfort in that report. You know, we've lots of questions about, is online ed as good as on-campus ed? And the department's report provides kind of a seal of approval to say, yes, it's as good. But there's a caveat in the as good issue. As good isn't necessarily great, and it may not even be as good if we parse the language, which is what, of course, academics do. And the other part of that, of course, is it's not the macro level. The question is, how good is it on my campus? And clearly, one of the issues, again, if I can return to the Managing Online Ed Survey, when we asked our respondents, typically the senior campus officers responsible for online education, would you compare the quality of your on-campus to your online programs? Not as good, as good, better. In most areas, they told us it was as good. The technology stuff they said online was better in terms of instructional development and support. A lot of this still becomes epiphany and opinion as opposed to actually hard data. You know, think about sort of the core undergraduate classes where you've got lots of repetition either on campus or online. Econ, accounting, you know, some of the service courses. Just at face value, you'd think if you're teaching the same material, you might use the same assessment metrics, probably the same syllabus. No. So if you're not using common metrics for the outcomes, how do you know if it's as good? And I think this really speaks to the question of how do we do the evaluation? And this is not to chastise online ed, because the evaluation and assessment issues for online ed, as you know fully well, you know, as a faculty member and a former CIO, apply on campus and online.
Tell us what highlights there are from your most recent campus computing survey that our audience might be interested in.
Sure, thank you. A couple of things that stand out from this year. First, in past years, we've asked the CIOs, tell us the single most important IT issue confronting your campus over the next 2 to 3 years. And in past years, when we started asking this question in year 2000, the rank ordering was very clear. It was a forced choice. You have to pick one. Early years of the survey, first year of the survey, we asked this question. 60% of the respondents said it's either instructional integration at 40%, another 20% said user support. And I'd argue those are the flip side of the same coin. For the next 4 years, instructional integration was number one, but the numbers kept going down to about 30%, but it was still a clear issue. Even through the downturn of the early part of the decade, 2004, it flips. Network and data security dominate, number one item, and of anywhere from a fifth to a third of the survey respondents the next 5 years. And then there were also clear breaks. This year, it's a fire hose. Nothing hit over 15%. So finance, no surprise. But the other issues, distance education. 10% of the survey respondents said, this is my top issue. And at face value, you'd say, why? And then we looked at the Managing Online Ed Survey. 45% of the CIOs are the line officer for online ed. Who knew? I mean, I didn't know. I mean, that to me was one of the surprises. They may not have command and control over what's going on with online ed on their campuses, but at the same time, because, again, the IT is the connecting tissue, they may have the responsibility and the authority without the power over the departments for some of this stuff. So it's just all over the place.
So do you think that spread means jobs are broader and more complex, or does that mean institutions are more diverse than they used to be?
No, I just think that the world has gone to hell in a handbasket. I honestly think in one sense, you know, think about what CIOs are being asked to do. The demands for the resources aren't going away. If we look at the budget data, and this is fresh data, we froze the survey Friday at the end of October before coming to EDUCAUSE. Last year, a fifth of the survey respondents, as we went into the downturn, said they experienced budget cuts. This year, it was 60%, and about half of those said those budget cuts were over 5%. So a dramatic turn in a very short period of time. So they're cutting back resources, they're cutting back services. The demand for that doesn't go away. And all these issues, the security issues don't go away, financing issues become critical, rebuilding the network infrastructure becomes critical. All these issues are either nipping at your heels or biting at body parts. I mean, in terms of, you know, it's hard to do triage when all this is happening and so much of the resource is taken away. And I think the other part, we're taking two hits in one decade. That's unusual. You know, usually we don't get the seven biblical, you know, the biblical cycle of 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine or vice versa. Yeah, but often it's been downturn for 3 years and we get 4 or 5 years to breathe and then something else happens. Just for normal economic cycles. Well, we had a lot of money coming into IT from 1995 to 2001. The web arrives, the excitement about the instructional opportunity, building the infrastructure, the dot-com crash, the stock market crash, state budgets, 9/11, boom, you know. Budget cuts, mid-year budget rescissions, those are compounding cuts on the budget. Things begin to settle around 1994, 1995. The economy's coming back. Money's coming back into IT budgets. But we had compounding cuts. So we're just beginning to recover. Boom. And then this next whack comes at us very quickly last year, 2008, and just implodes in terms of resources on campus in 2008 and 2009.
So we've been a little bit negative. So is there one thing in your survey this year that would warm the hearts
is there good news?
Of the beleaguered CIO?
Is there good news in bringing data? I think we're making more efforts at assessing the impact of our investments in IT. I think the budget issues may stall some of that, but certainly in the wake of the Spellings Commission, we saw an uptick in the number of campuses that are doing that. No longer taking it on faith and epiphany, but really making an effort not just to say binary, good or bad, yes or no, but then how do we go through the improvement process, the continuous quality improvement. I think there's still excitement about IT. It's harder because we now have less opportunity to do some of the interesting stuff, given what's happened with financial resources. And I think the fact that there are these, not just the challenges, but the expectations for many in the IT community, whether you're a CIO, if you're a faculty who uses it, if you're part of the campus infrastructure for IT, so whether you have an office with a window or not, there's still some excitement above and beyond the continuing challenges and the rising pressures.
I think that's a fabulous ending. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Kenneth C. Green, founding director of the Campus Computing Project, speaking with Mary Lou Goodyear. This EDUCAUSE 2009 annual conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE. Thanks for listening.